44 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock from your Dr. Bateman Ear, Nose, and Throat studio. Bob Graham is along. James Timberlake.
Morning.
How are you today?
Pretty good, you know?
Another beautiful day, man.
Yeah, it should be warm, too.
75? Perfect. 75 on Saturday, too, as well.
It was chilly last night. We had softball, and we didn't get out of there till about 9:15, and I was clothed up, wearing a sweatshirt and everything.
It was feeling like you were playing softball in the winter.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of winter, on the date in 1816, on this day, James, 10-inch snowstorm hits New England.
Oof.
They called it the year of no summer. Oof.
Wow. You know, whoever comes up with those names, they do a good job because that's memorable.
Man. YMCA founded on this date, 1844. The Young Men's Christian Organization. Yes, very cool. 1850, we put our first Levi Strauss jeans on as Levi Strauss makes his first pair.
Never looked back.
1850. And we can also thank Henry Seeley. He's the electric iron guy. He patented the electric iron in 1882.
The clothes iron?
Yeah, the electric iron, yeah. 1925, Walter Percy Chrysler founded the Chrysler Corporation.
Chrysler, oh, yes. I knew it.
1944, James, World War II D-Day.
Yep.
150,000 Allied forces landed in Normandy, France on this date. We remember D-Day. Today.
Biggest amphibious invasion in the history of mankind.
Yeah. Lots of great history with that. If
Absolutely.
You have a chance to read up on that, do it.
One of my top three places I want to go to on planet Earth, Normandy Beach, Normandy, France.
Way cool, James. Mm-hmm. I like that. Today is drive-in movie day. You probably never experienced one.
I have.
You have?
Yes, I have.
Wow.
We went to, this was a long time ago, though. It was a double feature. It was, that sounds so stupid.
The double feature.
Double feature. It was a SpongeBob SquarePants movie, and I think Cars, if I'm not mistaken.
Hey, there you go.
You know, I kind of wish we brought him back, but also I understand why we haven't, because it's like, I don't know how many people can enjoy a movie that way.
And the way technology is with big screens and all that,
yeah.
It'd probably be pretty cool, actually.
Well, and also, like, it's hard to get distracted via cell phone if you're all sitting in cars and, you know, because that's a common problem in some movie theaters.
Right.
So maybe it's time for a resurrection, if you will.
Drive-in movie day today.
Yeah.
It's also donut day.
All right,
anybody James.
Listening that's not at the office yet, you know what to do.
Donut day today. It is, tomorrow. Or Sunday. It's Jelly-Filled Donut Day, so it gets its name, too.
Anybody that's not at the office, you know what to do.
Today's Donut Day, and Sunday is Jelly-Filled Donut Day, so there you go.
You big Jelly-Filled Donut guy?
I like Jelly-Filled Donuts.
I'm more of an eclair guy, personally.
Oh, do you? Yep. That's probably my least favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. You don't like the cream filling? That's not your thing?
No, not so much.
Okay. Fair enough.
If it's the only donuts, though, we probably won't pass them.
I was gonna say it's hard to pass up a donut of any kind.
It's chocolate ice cream day. Not my favorite, but it's close.
What is your favorite?
Cookies and cream.
Okay, that's a good pick. Oh man, you would have. I had some protein powder that I had.
Yeah.
You would have loved. It was straight up cookies and cream. Yep.
Oh, nice.
And they even had like bits of cookies and cream in it.
Ooh.
So you could get some of that too.
And get the protein too. On this date, 1975, Sony introduced the Betamax video cassette recorder for sale to the public. First VCR, basically. Eventually the VHS format proved to be a little bit more successful. So the Betamax didn't actually last all that long.
VHSs were...
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I didn't last very long.
I got a bunch of VHS. They need to get those transferred to something because
are they
slowly degrade.
Are they like you recorded them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I thought you were talking about just movies. I was like, you can just go buy the
kids,
DVDs or something.
You know, the kids doing stuff when they were younger.
That's the cool part is you can't really do with other formats is you can record over them, which is nice.
Right.
But also, I've never done that. I don't know how to do that.
Here's one for you. Write to your father day. Like,
Send
a letter.
Actually write a letter to
Write
him?
A letter.
honestly, even my dad at this point would be like, why are you doing this? Just call me. I don't need this letter.
Wait, something short, nice, and heartfelt.
Yeah, but a letter?
Well, yeah, that's what it is.
I'll just something but, short. But even my dad, I think my dad would be like, just call me and tell me that. I don't want to have to wait 5 days for that to get here.
Well, you don't know if he's going to mail it until you get it.
Yeah, true.
Right? Tom Jones' birthday tomorrow, the old singer, Owl Tom, heartthrob.
Okay.
It's not unusual.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
See, you got some impressions in you.
No, that's as far as I go. He's 85 today. Okay. He's now Sir Tom Jones. Yeah.
Sir Tom?
I guess they knighted him or something. But anyway, Tom Jones.
Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Man. He used to wear the shirts halfway unbuttoned, you know, had the chest hair going on, which...
That was a look.
It was the look.
It was a look.
It was the look. It's drawing day. Do some drawings.
I can't do. I'm not a...
You're not a drawer?
No. I'd write to my father before I'd make a drawing of anything.
Okay.
Just not a good drawer. Drawer? That's a weird word.
You can Google this, James, but because I don't know what it means, but it's Betty Picnic Day. Like B-E-T-T-Y, Betty Picnic Day. I don't know what that means.
Betty Picnic Day.
Specifically. But it's Betty Picnic Day. Like Betty Crocker?
No, it looks like there's a Betty Draper, which is a movie.
Oh, okay.
It's based off, it's from, I think it's from Mad Men? Yeah, from Mad Men, the show.
Oh.
I think that's what it's based off. It's hard to tell.
Okay. Well, it's Betty Picnic Day, if you do know. What's with Aaron Rodgers? You're 41, Aaron. Retire, okay? He's going to go play for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
There's a lot more.
Jeez.
There's a lot more with Aaron Rodgers that I don't love.
Yeah.
But that part of it, it's honestly maybe the most infuriating because I'm like.
Just go down in history as a great quarterback and just give it up.
I mean, here's the thing, though. Ever since he was probably, I don't know, 15 years old. He's been told he's the best at what he does, period, over and over and over and over again. Oh. And that's got to be hard to give that up, you know?
Just give it up, man. Go do something else and be good at it.
Well, that's the thing. What if he's not, you know? You got to search for that all over again.
Yeah. Hey, 34-year-old Australian woman broke the Guinness World Record, the most pull-ups by a woman in 24 hours. Oh, my.
And how many? Did it say how many it was?
7,000.
Man.
79, Olivia Venison. Olivia, you are the queen, man.
Her traps must be crazy.
She surpassed the previous record of 4,081.
Whoa.
She did 7,071.
She dang near doubled it.
I know. Wow. Cool. Good job, Olivia. That's awesome. Then there's this guy. British man fulfilled a bet with his late wife by completing a grueling 70-mile hike carrying an 80-pound refrigerator freezer.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. He raised...
What was the bet?
$68,000. He made a bet with his wife after he awoke in the hospital when he received a new hip. The surgeon told him he had to slow down. He said no.
That's like the most, like, older person receiving hip surgery idea ever. Hey, I don't need to slow down.
He said, I'm gonna carry a refrigerator freezer on my back.
And his doctor was like, yeah, I mean, you can do it if you want to, but you're gonna be back here in about 3 years. So whatever.
Then here's one for you. What year were you born? 1997. They're matching popular mechanics and car and driver are matching up cars and vehicles with the year you were born.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's mine?
You were 1997?
Yep.
You are a Porsche Boxster.
I'm going to look that up.
Porsche Boxster.
I don't know what that is.
1997. I am a Jaguar E-Type.
Ooh, okay.
Right.
I this is a nice car.
Oh.
Porsche Boxster.
If you were born in 1965, you are a Porsche 911. Or 911. I don't know what they call it.
The 911, yeah.
Is it a 911? Yep. I figured probably as much.
Oh, you got the cooler one here, Bob. I'll
the
be
Jaguar
honest with you.
E-Type? Yeah. I know. I checked it out already. It is pretty cool.
I think this is one of the James Bond cars, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a cool car.
It is a nice car. I would have wanted that.
Yeah. 1965 Porsche 911. If you were 1958, you were the Ford Edsel.
Oof. Somebody, I whoever's like making it. That list had somebody who was born in 98, and they were like, I'm going to make fun of them.
1966, you're a Lamborghini. Wow. 1967, you're a Chevrolet Camaro.
Okay.
1968, Dodge Charger. 1969, you're a Mustang Boss. I like it. 1972, you're a Ford Ranchero. Those things are... Those were interesting vehicles. 1972.
Mm-hmm.
1976, you're an Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme. Oh, my. I will not be that.
These guys are holding grudges, I can tell.
1980, AMC Eagle. That's funny. So there you go.
Yeah.
A few years that... 2005, Ford Mustang. 1987, Ford Mustang GT. Ooh, even better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've heard the saying, mind your P's and Q's.
Yeah.
What's it mean? What do P's and Q's refer to?
Mind your P's and Q's. I have no idea.
I know. I didn't either. I'm going to learn something new today. Mind your pints and quarts.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that means. It's an old English saying. Mind your P's and Q's.
Huh.
It refers pints to and pints quarts. And quarts.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess people were mixing them up.
And there's other ones that say it also has to do with please and thank you.
Okay.
That's another one.
Yeah.
But pints and quarts, I think, sounds interesting.
Yeah, I've never thought of it that way.
I don't know.
You know, for a long time, I always thought it was peas as in, like, the food.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know why.
Okay.
Maybe because people didn't eat all of their peas or something. I have no idea. I don't know what I was thinking.
World's oldest organized college sport. In England, every year since 1841, Oxford and Cambridge universities have competed in which sport?
The great game of cricket.
No.
That was a total guess. I have no idea.
Rowing.
Oh, okay, yeah. That makes sense.
You ever done that?
Well, I've canoed. Does that count? I mean, you're technically rowing. I don't know. It's not competitive.
You're canoeing.
Yeah. You're technically rowing something.
You're probably lucky there isn't somebody in the sport of rowing nearby.
Yeah,
it probably hit you in the back of the head.
Yeah.
I put rowing up against canoeing.
No, not like, yeah, obviously the competitive rowers are going to be a lot
like
more effective at it than me.
I like it.
I have tried to do that as an exercise, like a cardio, and it is killer.
It's killer, man.
Yeah.
I did it in college.
Really?
Not like all the time. But there were some guys, and they said, we're going to go rowing. They go, really? And I said, have you ever rowed? They go, no. We went out and rowed. That was way cool. Hmm. I got to tell you, though, wow. You get your workout on that one, baby.
Definitely.
Man.
Great upper body workout.
Yes.
Were you zooming? Were you going fast?
I don't know what considered fast is.
Yeah, I guess
but,
you don't have
well,
a lot
I was
of,
with a bunch of guys that have done it before, so you had to keep up. And it's like, you got to keep up and you got to keep in unison. It's like, holy Moses.
They're like, Bob, you can't be dead weight.
You can't be dead weight here. Yeah, that was something. I was spent.
Yeah, I believe it. Hey, even when I was canoeing, after I was done, I was spent. So I get it.
You were spent after canoeing.
Yeah, I went canoeing. I was like, man, I am went down the
I'm
river.
I'm done.
I was like, this is I'm exhausting. Out of
here. I like it. All right, cartoon strip Peanuts. Never had what appear in it?
Never had what appear in it? Peanuts.
No.
I thought that was a good guess.
That's a pretty good guess, though. An adult.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
The comic strip Peanuts never had an adult.
There's probably a couple of cartoons that are like that. I think Tom and Jerry was like that. They never really showed a full adult. They showed the like silhouettes of things.
What animal can sleep for up to 3 years? Wow.
Up to 3 years?
3 years.
I have no idea.
Snail.
Wow. That's longer than I thought their lifespan would be.
I know.
Small animal.
This Western show featured Ben Cartwright and his three sons. What was the name of the show? I'm tasking you. Everybody else closer to my age is like, oh, geez.
You've combined the two things I know least about.
I know.
Westerns and older TV shows.
You have to watch some INSB channel there, James. You'll get caught up on your Westerns.
Bob, you are speaking a foreign language to me right
you'll,
now.
You'll get some gun smoke and maybe
I know
a
gun
little
smoke.
Bonanza in there. Bonanza. Okay. That's what the name of the show. And you know the name of the ranch?
Absolutely not.
Ponderosa.
Okay. See, never would have guessed that in my life.
James.
I'm sorry.
Now you know.
Yeah,
you,
true.
You learned something new today.
My dad might not be thrilled with me right now, I'll be honest with you, because he probably was screaming on his radio for that.
Yeah, and a few other folks, too,
yeah,
as well.
True.
So, all right. James has got Swap Shop, 8 o'clock hour. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.
Into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round on my mind. Yes,